decides to rise. Every minute, every hour is another chance to change. Life is beautiful and terrible and strange. So don't you cry, it'll heal your lines around your eyes. You gotta try not to live so much of life alone. And if I see you getting crazy by the bottom of the bottle, I'll take you home, I'll take you home, I'll take you home. Now don't you cry, it'll give you lines around your eyes. You gotta try not to live so much of life alone. And if you see me getting crazy by the bottom of the bottle, take me home.
Christmas, my true love gave to me
chestnuts roasting on an open fire,
hot sauce dripping from their toes.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws.
I am Santa Claus.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
We'll decorate the mobile home.
Grandpa got runned over by a John Deere. Walking home from the Moose Lodge.
How do you get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, Manny, it's some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Happy holidays from the entire staff of Dave's Record Collection. Right here on WMUC FM College Park.
I'm going to go Christmas shopping and listen to Dave's Record Collection.
You want an autograph album, Santa? Here you go. It's the Root Boy Slim album. There you go. See you, Santa, next year.
Friends, I don't always listen to the radio, but when I do, it's WMUC FM College Park. This is Dave's Record Collection. Dan Crary with Masters in the Hall from the Holiday Guitar Collection, providing the background music here. Leaving off with a few songs about starting over, getting ready for the new year, etc. Concrete Blonde with Take Me Home from their 2002 release called Group Therapy. And Spinal Tap, how can you ring in, especially 2024, without Spinal Tap? because Spinal Tap is back in the studio in February recording a movie. Yes. After 40 years, Spinal Tap, the final tour, something along those lines. The guys are in the studio, and hopefully we'll see something released before the end of 2024. Break Like the Wind was the name of the album we heard just begin again, along with Cher from Spinal Tap. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer from Trilogy, going back to 1972, we heard From the Beginning. Brandi Carlile, Beginning to Feel the Years, and that is from The Fire Watcher's Daughter, and that was 2015, I think. David Olney, collection called Predicting the Past, where he did some new ones and old ones, I believe. And this is The Beginning and the End, the name of that track, the late David Olney. And Jethro Tull is going to start off the next set from their Jethro Tull Christmas with Last Man at the Party. Folks, if you missed this broadcast or any other, go to wmuc.umd.edu or simply wmucradio.org. Check out all WMUC has to offer. College radio is great radio. And then we're also on 90.5 FM. So, happy you're with me. Stay tuned for more exciting adventures on Dave's Record Collection.
Bridget by the stair, a glass of wine, and she's almost there. Cousin Timmy at the door, another beer, and he's on the floor. Friends and neighbors come around, waste no time, we're heaven bound, and not before we raise a glass to good camaraderie. Stinky Joe from down the street, he fell right over his own 3 feet. He's doubled up in the outside loo to taste again the devil's brew. Friends and neighbors come around, waste no time, we're heaven bound, but not before we raise a glass to good camaraderie. So make yourselves jolly under mistletoe holly, and ivy get to it and be in good cheer. And when it's all over, big scones of clover, for the last man at the party, wish me a happy new year. The house is jumping, summer's up, curried goat in a paper cup. Forks are plastic, knives are tin, who cares what state the goat is in? Someone with the gift of song has brought his pal to sing along. Now they're turning up old Frank Sinatra on the stereo. So make yourselves jolly under mistletoe holly, and ivy get to it and be in good cheer. And when it's all over, big's gone the clover, well the last night of the party, wish me a happy new year. Thank you.
Sister Bridget by the stair, a glass of wine and she's almost there. Cousin Jimmy at the door, another beer and he's on the floor. Friends and neighbors come around, waste no time, we're heaven bound, but not before we raise a toast to good camaraderie. So make yourselves jolly under mistletoe holly, and Ivy get to it and be in good cheer. And when it's all over, pigs, guns and clover for the last night of the party, wish me a happy new year. So make yourselves jolly under mistletoe holly, and Ivy get to it and be in good cheer. And when it's all over, pigs, guns and clover for the last night of the party, wish me a happy new year.
Make you mine on Valentine and never leave you blue. sake. My heart's a New Year's resolution, I hope you never break. Kissing me twice and sitting with me a while. And when next New Year's rolls around, I'll take you out in style. But in the meantime, I resolve to keep you company. Well, I never thought a kiss could change my life till I caught you kissing me. I've got a New Year's resolution, I keep on kissing you. I make you mine on Valentine and never leave you blue. And I'll give thanks around Christmas time when your sweet hand I take. My heart's a New Year's resolution, I hope you will never break. My heart's a New Year's resolution, I hope you will never break.
When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout, through the window I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. When I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. When I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat, I resolve to let the lady have her fill. And of course I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Come on, Sir Frederick Gass. Come on, Sir Frederick Gass. Come on, boy.
When I'm sitting with my wifey on a bus, and a dear old lady stands in front of us, I resolve to be a gentleman discreet. I'll politely offer her my wifey's seat. This is my New Year's resolution.
Hey, Judge Rock, how about your New Year's resolution?
When my mother says, come in, it's time to eat, and I keep on playing games out in the street, I resolve to rush right home now when I'm cold, 'cause my pop just bought a hairbrush and he's bald. This is my New Year's resolution. Hey, Doodles Weaver, how about Professor Beetlebum?
On the radio this year I hope to score with some funny jokes you've never heard before. I resolve not to tell a corny joke. Hello, what's that? The church burned down. Holy smoke. This is my year's revelation.
Hey, Spike.
Spike, how about Spike?
In this coming year, I'm gonna be discreet. Have the slickers playing music soft and sweet. I resolve to treat Tchaikovsky tenderly and set his second movement off with TNT.
More laughs.
make. And trying to save money, stop dressing so funny. I ain't gonna live or flirt with the babysitter. Play my stereo loud, pass gas in the ground. Take the garbage out, waste water in the drought. Won't use credit cards, gonna mow the backyard. Restyle my hair and change my underwear.
New Year's resolution time. Yes, another year. Goodbye. These New Year's resolutions are just another pack of lies.
Find a new career and drink less beer. Won't pollute the air. Check out the areas. Try to spend less cash. Recycle my trash. Won't wipe my nails. Try to stay out of jail. Gonna start to jog before arteries clog. Make out a will. Trim along with the spill. Teach the dog not to bark. Pay off a loan shark. Won't cheat the IRS. Cut down on my stress. Gotta call my mother. Get the money from my brother. Snap out of this daze. It's my boss. After meals, get my kid not to steal. With a check in the mail, only pay wholesale. Conserve resources, stop playing the horse. Try to save some cash, see a doctor for the scratch. Gonna clean my closet, take the bottles from the closet.
New Year's resolution time. Kiss another year goodbye. These New Year's resolutions are just another pack of lies. New Year's resolution time. Kiss another year goodbye. These come our way.
Hello, Mr. New Year, hello. We welcome you here. We'll wipe out tears of yesterday. Hello, Mr. New Year, hello. Yes, we welcome you here. We'll wipe our tears of yesterday.
Here's to your father. Smokey the Bear. You can take a tip from Smokey that there's nothing like a tree, cause a good kids are climbing and a beautiful to see. You just have to look around, you find it's not a joke. You see what you'd be missing if they all went up in smoke. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, a prowling and a growling and a sniffing in the air. He can find a fire lord before it starts to flame. That's why we call him Smokey, that's how we got his name. Cool people, only you can prevent a forest fire. I said Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, a prowling and a growling and a sniffing in the air. He can find a fire lord before it starts to flame. That's why we call him Smokey, that was how we got his name.
I had nothing to say on Christmas Day.
Have a blue at Christmas without you.
But I got a song that'll pick up your spirits the most. It goes kind of like this.
Rocking in the manger.
Rocking in the manger.
Rocking in the manger.
We know you've been traveling a lot this holiday season, and you've probably been told there's no room at the inn.
Close the door. What were you, born in a barn?
This is Tom Baudette from Manger 6 reminding you there's always room at this inn. We'll even leave a star out for you.
Despite what the innkeeper says, there's always room in your home for Dave and Dominic's Electric Candle Record Collection Christmas. Right here on WMUC-FM College Park. No need to sleep out in the barn. Come on in and have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, that's a really nice tie you got there.
Well, thank you. So you got Santa Claus and
that's a little blinding at the moment.
Little Santa Claus and Christmas balls on it and all the lights, and it's kind of fluorescent too.
Is that Rudolph's nose that's blinking?
That's Rudolph's nose that's blinking. It's an electrified necktie made by Jerry Garcia.
Oh, wow.
Dave's wearing his colorful sweater and his beautiful scarf.
And I got my elf slippers on too.
He's got a Santa hat on. This is good. All right, open up. Forget the music. Just open up the eggnog. Let's start now.
Good Saturday evening to everyone as we're wrapping up the year and planning to spring into a new one. Holly Harold in the background from the Jethro Tull Christmas album from 2003. Slade leaving us off. Here's to the new year from a collection called The Crackers, released last year. And we played a track earlier from that one as well. From the Holiday Feast, Volume 4, we heard a couple tracks. It was released in 1999, and again, it's a Hungry for Music collection. Hungry for Music is a website that you can go to where they provide musical instruments for those in need. And hungryformusic.org, check it out. Cigar Box Planetarium, Hello Mr. New Year. Also from that album, we heard from the Louisiana Sugar Kings with Zydeco New Year's. Scary Gary Allen from a collection called Holidays in Dementia from Dr. Demento, released in 1995. We heard a couple from that album. We heard New Year's Resolution from Scary Gary Allen, preceded by Spike Jones and his City Slickers, with Happy New Year from Holidays in Dementia. From the Holiday Feast, Volume 1, the original one, going back to 1995. They did about 8 of them. Out Behind the Barn is the New Year's, is the artist. New Year's Resolution, the name of the track. And from the Elf Tones, Green Monkey Records has released several compilations over the year for the holidays. A Green Monkey Christmas for Martians up on Mars. Not just any Martian, but a Martian up on Mars. The Elf Tones with New Year's Day. And Jethro Tull with Last Man at the Party, again from the Jethro Tull Christmas album. Folks, we lost a great who was a pioneer in doing the right thing in a lot of ways, and a very funny man. Tommy Smothers passed away at the age of 86. And so, in memory of Tommy, we're going to do a couple Smothers Brothers tunes tonight. And we'll continue to do that on Dave's Record Question. Something that's been featured often on Dave's Record Question is the Smothers Brothers. And so, appropriately enough, we're going to do a couple tracks and then some more New Year's things before we end it up. So, probably have a long set here. And stay tuned. Punk Punk Goose up at 10 p.m. WMUC FM College Park. This is Dave's Record Question.
I'd like to do for you a 17th century madrigal, an exciting 17th century madrigal, and I know that very seldom do you have the opportunity of hearing a 17th century madrigal. It's kind of like finger shadows. My brother Dickie Smothers will sing now in his exciting 17th century voice. The song is entitled "Whence Goest Thou, Fair Maiden?" You goest, foul, you goest, foul maiden, whence?
Yes, that's better.
Well, the nightingale didn't die. A song died in the air.
And what happened to the nightingale?
I don't know.
Let's just cooperate and sing the song.
I think that I was making the sound of the nightingale. I think that you were singing beautifully on this song, Dick. I can't commend you enough.
I don't care what I was singing. You were doing right. You're making cheap sounds at this.
Chirp, chirp goes a nightingale.
What's the difference?
The big difference. Cheap goes a pelican.
What's a pelican?
A pelican is a... I don't know what a pelican is.
We better forget that anyway. Why don't you just sing the words?
I don't know the words.
That's never stopped you before. Tommy, if you want to sing, I know you want to sing. I want you to sing correctly. You see, in 17th century, when the madrigals were written, well, most people could not read in those days, and so they wanted to sing so badly, they couldn't read the music, that they invented a sound. Ba-la-la-la, like ba-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, like that. And then they could all join in and sound beautiful. And that's what you could do, you see? The song was like written for you since you can't read either. So I want no more stupid cheep cheeps or chirp chirps or whatever you were saying, and I want some fa-la-la's and no more tomfoolery.
Oh. Yeah, you make that up. Hey, that's pretty clever. I don't know if I can even continue at all now because my body is racked by hysterical laughter.
Just follow
That's really clever. I'm going to remember that.
I hope you do.
Well, I'll never forget that. One of those great moments.
La 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 fa la la chirp chirp.
It's a Father Nightingale.
Father Nightingale.
Chirp chirp.
I told you to forget the Nightingales, and especially a Father Nightingale. It's ridiculous. Now, Tommy, your fa la la's were wrong too.
You
too heavy. You were klutzy there, Tommy. It's got to be a light, delicate, sensitive fa la la. Now, put yourself the position of the lover in this song, and you were to make love to the fair maiden in this song.
Yeah.
Now, would you come up and go la 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 la, or a tender la la la?
I go fa la 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 la.
If I went la 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 la, I wouldn't get very far.
All right, just fa la la.
I'm sorry I misunderstood you. I know this is your song, and I'm sorry that I misunderstood you about the fa la la's. Okay. So I want to correct that.
Just follow up, very delicate.
Yeah, didn't
I? Just delicate. Just do what I ask you.
Dick,
what do you want now?
Just keep humming. I want to know whether you want me to follow the law in this verse or the next verse. I know what type of follow laws you want me to do. Yes. I think everybody's aware, and I've become aware of it also, but I want to know what, if you want, you meant starting in this verse or the next verse.
There is no next verse.
Well, you don't understand.
Bobby, there is no next verse.
Let me say this. I didn't understand whether you wanted me to follow law in this, the verse you were singing, or the following verse.
I thought that was quite clear. If I wanted you to follow law and you weren't to follow law this verse.
You said flaw la la. My brother said flaw la la.
Tommy, why would I have to tell you when to fa-la-la if this is the last verse?
I don't know why.
When I tell you to fa-la-la, Tommy, from now on, you just go fa-la-la yourself.
Two in a row. Ha! Comes up with tomfoolery and that fa-la-la yourself.
Fa-la-la,
fa-la-la, fa-la-la, fa-la-la, fa-la-la, chirp, chirp. Don't you think, dearest maiden, you better agree? When there's two in the bush, there's a bird up your tree. Bird up your tree.
Unbeatable fall. This is my quest, to follow that star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause. To be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. My heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest.
Fight, to go to hell and fight for a heavenly cause. To fight in hell for a cause.
No,
to reach an unscreenable star.
No, no,
to fight an unbeatable foe.
You know
to go to hell and fight a foe for a heavenly cause.
You don't even know what it is. This song says, you're partially right. It says to fight for what you believe in. That's the key. It doesn't say to go around fighting. Fight for what you believe in. Fight for the right. Have the personal integrity and strength. No matter what the odds.
Kevin,
what the odds to fight for what you believe in?
Like Moses.
That's right.
Moses, who led the Hebrews out of the Egypt into the land of milk and money.
Honey.
Honey.
But he's right. Tommy is already right. Moses fought against all odds. He brought the Hebrews out of Egypt and says, "Follow me," and they did so blindly. They followed him into the desert.
Because they believed.
And he fought on for what he believed in. And finally, he came to the Red Sea. And it looked like all was lost. It was an impossible dream to cross that sea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he said, "Believe in me." And they did. And sure enough, with this holy man Moses, the Red Sea parted.
And the people, they shouted, "Holy Moses, he did it!"
They did.
Some of them probably
no,
said
not
that.
Even some of them.
Maybe one kid in the back. In the back. You said perseverance, to fight for what you believe in, to fight the unbeatable foe,
right,
to dream the impossible dream, to bear the.
Can you use any original words?
In other words, not fighting, just physical fighting, but the belief in what you want. Like some men have
right.
even
if
to
you
be
believe you're right, fight.
Right for your cause, because like there's men that have even given their lives for what they believe in. And some have not only given their lives, but given of their time. For there are many...
You're close. You're very close. And not only men, of course. There have been thousands and thousands and millions of people throughout the history that have given their lives for what they believed in.
Yeah.
And not just men, women too. Like, for example, Joan of Arc.
Oh, lovely Joan of Arc.
Right, she fought for what she
yes,
did.
Yes, Joan of Arc. Lovely, courageous Joan of Arc. For 40 days and 40 nights it rained. Yeah, bop, 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 bop. Gotta build this boat to get these animals in. Come on in, animals. They gotta build a...
No, you think
she never...
That's Noah.
That's
Noah.
Joan...
No, Tommy, you're thinking of Noah. Noah's Ark. Joan of Arc.
You know...
No, you're wrong. Hey, Noah's Ark. Noah was a man who built a boat, and God said unto him to bring all animals of the world in pairs, in twos, and then it rained. So that was a man from the Bible, the Old Testament. Now, Joan of Arc was a lovely lady in France. She led the armies of France.
No,
Noah's Ark, Jonah.
You said Jonah. My brother said Jonah. You made a mistake. My brother made a mistake. Boy, it was really obvious you made it.
All right.
You said Jonah.
Jonah, I was getting confused. Jonah and the whale.
Why would she lead an army into a whale?
It's Joan of Arc. Now think of nothing. Think about it. Noah's Ark. Joan of Arc. Finish thinking. How's it coming?
It's hard, man.
What a weird feeling, isn't it? Isn't it really a lot of fun? It's a new experience. Are you through thinking?
I've thought about it and I've Great. Considered it, and you're wrong.
What?
I'm right. Joan built the ark and Noah led the armies. I believe I'm right, Dickie.
I don't care.
I'll stick by my convictions.
I don't care.
You said to stand up for what you believe in.
You said
for me to stand up for what I believe in.
But that's only
that doesn't make any difference whether I'm right or wrong. That's my conviction. I'm committed.
I know you're committed.
And once I'm committed, I'm an American.
Can't you change your mind?
No.
You're absolutely wrong.
And the world will be better for this. One fool believed a dumb thing. One man, scorned and discovered with scars. Scorned and discovered, he strolls in the...
Strolls.
With his last ounce of courage, friends. Reach the undreamable. You know in your heart that I'm right.
The new year,
for God's creatures everywhere. Pray that we come to live together in peace. Ring the bells of the new year, lift our voices high. Ring the bells of the new year, let every man and child pray that we come to see that this planet is one. Pray that we come to live together in
on.